Welcome back to Send Off, an audio devotional to send you off encouraged and challenged by God's Word. A.W. Tozer once famously said, quote, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us," end of quote. Throughout my lifetime, I've had many different thoughts about God. When I was young, as a junior high and high schooler, many of my thoughts about God was what I was supposed to do and not supposed to do. My idea of God was based upon the law and the commandments. And so often I'd hear people say, "Why are you a Christian? God keeps you from all the fun." This is a popular view today, but it's actually not what Scripture says. Another view that I had about God was I was living in an unhealthy fear of Him. If I was in a place I wasn't supposed to be or done something I shouldn't have done, I had this idea that maybe God would strike me down with lightning. But as God was doing a powerful work in my life, I began to align my thoughts and ideas about God with what the Bible actually says. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says that the Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. In other words, the moment that we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, He saves us from sin and death and the devil. And at that moment, we're born again of God's Spirit, and He gives us His Spirit. And what it's saying here is that Spirit was not given for us to be slaves to Him. Those that have those thoughts about God are in fact slaves themselves to sin. You see, it's sin who enslaves, God who sets free. So He didn't give us His Spirit for us to be slaves. And He also didn't give His Spirit for us to fear Him. Those that have an unhealthy fear of God, as if God was going to punish them for their sin, don't understand that Jesus has taken that punishment for them. So why did He give us His Spirit? It tells us here, He gave us His Spirit so that we could be adopted as His sons and His daughters. Now the idea of adoption is insane. You imagine God lining up all the children in all the world. He looks at us with all our mess and He points His finger at you and He says, "I choose you. I choose you because I want you a part of my family." It's one thing to be born into a family. You got brothers and sisters. You didn't choose them to be your siblings, or you didn't choose your parents, but God looks at you and says, "I chose you." And the thing is, He didn't choose us at our best, but at our worst. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It was a demonstration of His love. It was at our worst, when no one else wanted us, when we were unlovable, that God chose us to be His sons, to be His daughters. Now, this isn't because, again, we're so lovable. It's because God is love. It's a show off to display His goodness, His grace, and His mercy. Man, I'm so glad that I've aligned my thoughts and views about God with what Scripture actually says, so that I realize that I'm not a slave to Him, but I've been set free to have a relationship with Him. That I don't have to have this unhealthy fear of Him, but I can call upon His name anytime I want because I'm His son. I have access to Him 24/7. The challenge today is, what are your views and your thoughts about God? Align them with Scripture and pray with me this prayer. God, reveal more of yourself and your character to me today. I desire to know you deeper. In Jesus' name, amen.